Lesson number 20, Matthew 17. Introduction. Jesus Christ, Moses, and Elijah conferred priesthood keys upon Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. After descending from the mount, Jesus cast a devil out of a boy. In Capernaum, Jesus miraculously provided tribute money for himself and Peter. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew chapter 17 verses 1 through 13. Moses and Elias appear to Peter, James, and John. Hold up a driver's license, or invite a student with a driver's license to show it to the class. What does possessing a driver's license authorize a person to do? Display or show a picture of car keys. Why is it important to have access to car keys in addition to having a driver's license? How might having a driver's license and keys to drive a car be compared to the authority and keys of the priesthood necessary to direct God's work? Just as those who hold a driver's license are authorized to drive, many men hold authority of the priesthood. But just as car keys enable a driver to operate only a particular vehicle, priesthood keys authorize an individual to operate or direct the work of God within a particular sphere. The president of the church holds and uses priesthood keys to preside over and direct all of the Lord's work upon the earth. Remind students that in Matthew 16:19, we read that the Lord promised to give Peter the keys of the kingdom, or the authority to direct God's work on the earth. At that time, Peter and each of the other apostles had already been given priesthood authority, but they had not yet been given the keys of the kingdom. Invite students as they study the scriptures today to look for how Peter received the keys of the kingdom, and how these same keys were later conferred upon Joseph Smith and others in our day. Invite a student to read Matthew 17 verses 1 and 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify where the Savior took Peter, James, and John to prepare them to receive priesthood keys. You may want to point out that the Savior may have selected Peter, James, and John to go with him because they would serve as the first presidency of the church, following the Savior's resurrection and ascension into heaven. Where did Jesus take Peter, James, and John? What happened to the Savior on the Mount? What does it mean to be transfigured? Help students understand that transfiguration refers to, quote, the condition of persons who are temporarily changed in appearance and nature, that is, lifted to a higher spiritual level, so they can endure the presence and glory of heavenly beings. End quote. From Guide to the Scriptures, Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John were also transfigured at this time. Write the following heading on the board. Individuals who were present on the Mount of Transfiguration. Under this heading write, Jesus Christ, Peter, James, and John. Invite a student to read Matthew 17:3 aloud, and ask the class to look for who appeared to Jesus and the apostles on the mount. Who appeared on the mount? Explain that Elias refers to Elijah, the Old Testament prophet. Add Moses and Elijah to the list on the board. To help students understand why Moses and Elijah appeared on the mount, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by the prophet Joseph Smith. Quote, the Savior, Moses, and Elias, or Elijah, gave the keys of the priesthood to Peter, James, and John on the mount when they were transfigured before him. End quote. From Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 105. According to Joseph Smith, why did Elijah and Moses appear on the mount? To give priesthood keys to Peter, James, and John. You may want to explain that Moses and Elijah appeared in the Kirtland Temple on April 3, 1836, to restore priesthood keys. Moses restored the keys of the gathering of Israel, and Elijah restored the keys associated with the sealing power. These appearances in Kirtland provide a pattern for understanding what took place on the Mount of Transfiguration. Explain that the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible clarifies that John the Baptist, whom Herod had killed, also appeared on the mount. Add John the Baptist to the list on the board. invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Matthew 17, 4 through 9. Ask the class to follow along, looking for who else was present on the Mount of Transfiguration. Who else was present on the Mount of Transfiguration? Add God the Father to the list on the board. Briefly remind students that a gospel dispensation is a period of time in which Heavenly Father dispenses priesthood authority, ordinances, and knowledge of His plan of salvation to people on the earth through His authorized servants. Invite a student to come to the board and place a star next to each of the individuals listed on the board who appeared to the Prophet Joseph Smith in our dispensation. The student should place a star next to each individual listed on the board. Ask the class to explain when each of these visits occurred and their purpose. As students explain, you may want to display the following pictures. The first vision, John the Baptist conferring the Aaronic priesthood, Melchizedek priesthood restoration, and Elijah appearing in the Kirtland Temple. What truth can we learn from these events regarding the conferral of priesthood keys in each dispensation? Students may use different words, but help them identify the following truth. In each dispensation, God confers priesthood keys upon His chosen servants, so they can direct His work upon the earth. Why is it important to know that the same pattern for conferring priesthood keys that occurred during the time of Jesus Christ was repeated in our day with the Prophet Joseph Smith? Do the current prophets and apostles hold the same keys Joseph Smith received? Yes. How did they receive those keys? The keys were passed down from Joseph Smith through Brigham Young and subsequent prophets. Consider inviting students to share their feelings about priesthood authority and the blessing of having keys conferred in our dispensation just as they were during Jesus Christ's mortal ministry. Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 23. Jesus casts a devil out of a boy. Summarize Matthew 17, 14 through 23 by explaining that a father brought his son to the Savior to be healed. After Jesus healed the child, he taught his disciples that some blessings can be obtained only by prayer and fasting. He also prophesied of his death and resurrection. Note, these events will be discussed in greater depth in the teaching idea for Mark 9, verses 14 through 29. Matthew 17, verses 24 through 27. Jesus miraculously provides tribute money for himself and Peter. As students study Matthew 17, 24 through 27, invite them to look for a truth that can help us understand how our examples influence others. To help students understand the context of this passage, explain that under the law of Moses, all Israelite males over the age of 20 were required to pay an annual temple tax, called tribute. This money was used to support costs associated with operating the temple. Some of the priests and rabbis among the people were excluded by the ruling council from having to pay this tax. Invite a student to read Matthew 17, 24 through 26 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the questions the tax collectors and Jesus asked Peter. What did the tax collectors ask Peter? What was Peter's response? What did Jesus ask Peter? What was Peter's response? Explain that the word strangers in this passage refers to everyone in a kingdom who is not one of the king's children. The strangers must pay taxes, while the king's children are exempt. Jesus was teaching Peter that because he was the Son of God and the temple was his Father's house, he didn't need to pay this tax and could have chosen not to do so. However, the tax collectors expected Jesus to pay the tax because they didn't understand who he was. Invite students to read Matthew 17, 27 silently, looking for what Jesus instructed Peter to do next. What did the Savior instruct Peter to do? Why did Jesus say he would pay the tax? Write the word offend on the board, and explain that in this context the phrase, quote, "lest we should offend them," end quote, is likely referring to the fact that the Savior did not want to do anything that could cause others to stumble spiritually. If he did not pay the tax, some Jews might have looked unfavorably upon him and his followers and become less receptive toward the gospel message. What principle can we learn from the Savior's example? Although students may say it differently, they should identify the following principle. We can follow the Savior's example by avoiding actions that may cause others to stumble spiritually. Write this principle on the board. What are some other situations in which this principle could guide us to make correct choices? How have you been blessed as you have tried to follow the Savior's example and avoid actions that could cause others to stumble spiritually? Conclude the lesson by inviting students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals something they will do to better live the principle they identified above. Note: ask questions that invite feelings and testimony. After students understand a doctrine or principle taught in the scriptures, ask questions that help students reflect on past spiritual experiences related to that doctrine or principle. These questions can help students feel more deeply the truthfulness and importance of that gospel truth in their lives. Often those feelings will engender a stronger desire to live a gospel principle more faithfully. Scripture Mastery Review. When students can locate Scripture Mastery passages easily, they will be more able to confidently study the gospel, apply gospel principles in their lives, and teach from the scriptures. Scripture Mastery Review activities are placed throughout this manual to introduce a variety of methods for helping students review Scripture Mastery verses regularly. Additional review activities can be found in the appendix of this manual. Quizzes can help students remember what they have learned and measure their learning. Invite students to read the three Scripture Mastery passages that have already been introduced in this manual. You could also include a few new passages. You may want to suggest that students mark these passages in their scriptures. After students have read, quiz them by giving them a key word from the passage or by reading a phrase from the seminary bookmark. Then ask students to locate the correct passage in their scriptures.